Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil.
Hello, everybody.
Charlene, something that I wanted to talk about today, you know, we have had several shows discussing energy. And, you know, Caroline Allen has discussed it. We've discussed it. So many changes going on in the physical. And as the energies are coming in, even to a certain extent, what it feels like, what it appears to me when I look at it. But something we haven't discussed lately is because of these new energies that are coming in, there might be some relationships where different people are being drawn into your circle. In other words, as our vibrations change, as they move up through the dimensions, we're going to resonate to other people energetically because we're going to match each other's energy waves. So we'll be attracting some people into our circle who resonate with us, and there will also be some people leaving our circle of friends and acquaintances who no longer resonates with us. So I thought I wanted to mention that, Charlene, because this is a happy time and a blessed time with the holiday upon us. But for those people who might have individuals leaving their circle of friendship, it could be very difficult to a difficult experience to work their way through. So for those out there who hear my voice, who hear Charlene's voice, if you have some situations like that that have come into your life relatively recently, give us a call. Let us talk about it, because sometimes just talking about these changes helps one to understand this. Because if you lose a friend that you have been on good terms with for a long time, whether it's a friend, a family member that you have become, they have become estranged to you, it's a difficult time any time, but especially during this holiday. So, Charlene, have you seen people coming and going recently in different spheres of people out there?
Yes, absolutely. Or people are calling and saying, you know, what's going on with me? How come I just have no energy, or I'm feeling weepy, or, you know, different types of situations in their life that is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, well, we've had such a major energy shift in the last few months, several of them, that you're kind of experiencing those times where your body is weak, and we've talked about it too.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will shift, and it'll be okay. You're just, your body's adjusting to the energy shift. But what happens when I have people that say, well, I've had this friend for about 30 years, and all of a sudden we just can't see eye to eye, or things just don't seem to be working out anymore. And it's because you've moved ahead into a different vibrational frequency, and maybe they haven't, and they're just having a very difficult time now kind of understanding each other and communicating like they used to.
Yes, and I think this is an important thing to discuss tonight, because I know this is happening in a lot of relationships, and it can put a damper on this beautiful season where we're celebrating Christ's birth. Yes, because it is a season of love. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about...
Well, it's a sense of loss.
Yes, it's
And a sense of grief and loss that this has happened. I think the thing that we have to do is recognize that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it doesn't feel okay at this time, it will be all right. It might not be immediate, because some of them are having friendships they would have liked to have had, say, for instance, celebrated through the holidays with.
Sure.
That's kind of what you're referring to, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I'm referring to that, and where I was going with this is, for number one, people to realize this, that this change is happening. Number two, not to blame yourself, because sometimes when relationships change, one of the things that we think of is, well, what did I do?
Right.
And you might not have done anything. It might just be a natural progression. And then the other thing that I want to talk about is, if you recognize this situation in your life, to realize that this person has the light within them, and the light that is with them is enough. In other words, you don't have to save them, that they have their own path. They have their own angels that are working with them, and we are all on a part of this beautiful mosaic of life, and some people are on the fast track and some people are on a slower track, but we all wind up at the same place with Source.
Well, and part of it is just recognizing everything's going, like you say, if you keep saying to yourself, well, everything really does, maybe it doesn't feel fine, but it is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you say, sometimes it doesn't say that one's more advanced than another. It just says there's been a shift in your vibrational frequency, and one person is one and one is another. Doesn't make them wrong and you right, or you wrong and them right. It just means it's different now.
So, folks, if you're out there and you hear our voice and some of these concepts and ideas resonate with you, give us a call, 877-876-5227. Or if you have experienced this situation and you want to work your way through some of these energies that seem depressing to you, give us a call and see if Charlene, watching God's work, can help relieve you of some of these symptoms.
Well, some of the symptoms can be from even a past life and also in a DNA. Of course, all of us probably have that DNA where there's been a sense of loss in our ancestral line that comes in on the cellular memory. So that's kind of intensifying the feelings of loss there.
I'm glad you brought up that idea of a past lifetime, because I do think that some of these people coming into our circle of friendship and moving out of our circle at
mm-hmm.
the moment have been people that we have shared lifetimes with in the past.
Right. Yes, yes, definitely. Or you can even be with that, like you were commenting, the cellular memory from your ancestral line, or where you had a sense of loss. You know, it's kind of interesting. Years ago, if you went from one country to another, or if they came from the old country, so they say, here to America, you never saw your family again,
mm-hmm.
or you never saw that dear friend again, and the tremendous loss and feelings there would be so intense
mm-hmm.
that if that is you're experiencing that at this time, that would intensify your cellular memory for what you're going through now. So you can actually go in and ask God to pull those feelings in your DNA, in that cellular memory, so that you're only dealing with this time frame. And that'll make a difference.
Something else that Archangel Mikael has told us, and that is that this is a time where the light workers are coming together. Instead of working separately, they are now
right.
moving together and joining one another.
That's about it.
And so I guess a good way to look at this is, yes, I might be losing someone that I'm very attached to, but there are going to be others who are coming into your circle. You will become attached to them, too, because you've known them before. And we're starting to recognize one another, and it's a beautiful thing as these circles of light move in closer and join one another.
I think you'll find that and I've had so many people say to me, you know, I can't ever go back, can I? And I said, would you want to? And they said, no, that's why I'm saying I never could go back to where I was before because this is so much better. In other words, they're so grateful for the knowledge and the change in how they feel now that they really couldn't and would not choose to go back.
You know, you were talking, and there was something flashing in my mind, and what I was seeing was the words. There was something that I said with those words that sparked something, and the what Archangel Mikael was saying about how the light workers, how the circles of light are coming together. And what I was seeing was if all of these circles of light come together and they overlap one another, their light, the image of their light, what I was seeing was the flower of life. You know that illustration. I can't describe it, but it is the flower of life where there are many circles that are coming together, and it is the basis for sacred geometry. And I was seeing that in my mind's eye, and it was beautiful. The thought of all of these light workers coming together and their light overlapping one another's light and forming the basis of the flower of life, the sacred geometry of life. It was such a beautiful image that was happening just then.
Mm. That's wonderful.
Yes. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Because everybody's going to be choosing which kind of light they choose to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be, you know, I've been saying this for a few years, but there's not going to be a fence for you to sit on.
Not going to be a what to sit on?
A fence.
Oh, a fence.
Yeah,
okay.
I call it the fence.
Uh-huh.
In other
okay.
words, I'm going to sit on the fence and later on decide.
Right.
You're not going to be able to sit on that fence.
No.
Because you're going to choose. You're going to be choosing either to raise your vibrational frequency to a more light frequency
mm-hmm.
and a higher frequency, or you're going to choose to go on the other side of that frequency. Because you can't sit there and sit around trying to decide whether you're going to do it sooner or later.
Sure can't, because exam time is upon us.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's here.
Folks, we're 15 minutes into the show. Can you believe it? We only have an hour show here. We're 15 minutes into the show.
Yeah, well, you know why that is. Christmas is coming.
Is that what it is? Anyway, if we have some fence sitters out there who are thinking about calling...
Don't wait.
Get your little finger moving. And it's 877-876-5227. And don't let what usually happens is people try to call in at the last moment. They listen to us, and then the line is busy or they don't get a chance to work on the healing. Charlene, how about giving your phone number
okay.
in case people don't get in to see us? They can call you for a private reading.
Okay, it's
801-944-9346. And how about talking about your time zone?
The what?
Your time zone.
Oh, I'm Mountain Standard.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's 15 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, time can get a little bit confusing where you might get a telephone call in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that was a joke on me. I had a lady that calls me from Hawaii.
Yes.
And I called her one morning. I thought I had it all figured out and everything, and I called. And she said, who is this? And I told her, and she says, I said, well, your friend wanted me to call. She says, well, she's still asleep. And I said, oops.
Did I hear an attempt for a caller trying to get in?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. And who's this?
Hi, this is Jean.
Jean, I thought I recognized your voice, dear. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to talk to Charlene. I had another past life that I went through in my meditation, and it was a past life as a slave.
It was what? I didn't hear that.
A slave?
You were a slave.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Sometimes I feel like I am still.
We never outgrew it, did we?
No.
Well, you know what, Jean? I've been having some really interesting sessions where people are, it's almost like when God goes into the right, I guess that's one of the things that we need to say. One of the things in order for him to move us into this new dimension is that he's clearing all of their past life. And it's almost like when I'm doing a session, it's almost like we're taking a full circle. And the thing that you're dealing with right now is what you probably was dealing with in a past life.
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. You're bringing up a really good point.
You mean as a slave?
Well, because you become so that everyone else feels like that you need to be doing what they choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you become submissive to what everybody else's choices are.
Yeah. Did you wish to elaborate a little bit on that, Jeannie?
Well, I just, I was a slave, and I spent my lifetime as a slave, and I'd like to change that in my DNA.
Take it out of that DNA, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good choice.
Yes.
Because really, not just doing what everybody chooses you to do, but also because they demand it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a demand. Okay, well,
did you remember much about that lifetime other than you were a slave?
Yeah, I remember went through the things that they did to me.
Oh, how awful.
I was female and
yeah.
It was different.
Really?
Okay, so what you choose right now?
I don't know, dear. If you listen to the news lately, it might not be all that different.
That's true. I try to avoid that.
Really?
Okay, so what you'd like to have is that pulled not only out of your past life, but out of your DNA. Is that what
yes.
you're asking?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Before you start, I'd like
okay.
to ask Jean a question. In some of the things that happen in your past, in your present lifetime, do you feel a connection in some fashion with emotionally how you might feel as if people have demands on you that they did when you were a slave? In other words, you don't have your complete freedom.
Well, I feel a lot like that when I go take care of my daughter every day.
Well, I had the sense that this in some fashion was connected and some of those emotions have to be cleared from the from your present lifetime. What do you think of that?
Well,
I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of those feelings that you have?
Well, sometimes I feel trapped and sometimes I feel taken advantage of.
How about resentment?
Some resentment.
I was thinking as a slave, one of the emotions when a person was a slave would have to be resentment.
Yes.
And that creates anger.
And anger, yes.
But it's suppressed. You know, if you were a slave and you felt resentment, there wasn't anything that you could do about it. And yes, you're right, Charlene, you would feel anger, but you couldn't express your anger, and so it would be pushed within.
Yes, and what it does is when anger is usually is an accumulation of all emotions, like the sorrow and the sadness, and you probably felt a great deal of sense of helplessness.
Yeah,
yes.
I would say.
Is that right?
Yes.
And also, then when you feel helpless, you see that all is hopeless.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So everything is going to stay the same. Then you lose that hope. And so we'll release that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, in place of that, when we take, because all emotions have, one of the things I was going to say about the anger, when the anger goes in because it's accumulation of all the emotions, then it starts playing havoc on the body.
Yes.
And then the person starts having poor health, you know, things like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So then that has to, so if that's okay with you, then we'll ask him to pull up the anger.
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, what do you want put in place of it? Whenever you, it's called the creating the vacuum effect. In other words, when you take something out, you replace it with something else. Now, if you feel trapped or helpless and hopeless, resentment and anger, what is it that you want those feelings and emotional vibrational frequency of feeling, what do you want them replaced with?
Carolyn, can you help me with this?
I was thinking, how does patience resonate with you?
Yes.
Expectations?
No, dear, patience.
Oh, patience. Oh.
Patience, and I always ask, or I try to ask God every day to give me energy to be able to use my mother, father, God energy to take care of my daughter and my grandson, mm-hmm. so that I don't have to use all my energy to take care of them every day.
I think that's an excellent thought.
Yeah,
but sometimes
energy,
they still get some of those emotions. I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you have to be kind to yourself and recognize that you have a right to your feelings. But it's what do we do with them once we give ourselves permission? See, if you give yourself permission for it, you won't build up the anger.
Yeah.
Today I feel really helpless about this. But I understand that now. Ask God to turn around and give you joy in what you're showing you the joy in what you're doing. Does that help?
Yes, yes.
So that you're not stuffing your feelings. You're recognizing them, but replacing them and asking God to replace it with a positive, and then he will.
Yes, with positiveness and patience and
the patience. Uh-huh.
And love and forgiveness. And
That's good. Okay, there you go. I'm writing. Okay, what else?
Happiness.
Happiness. Good.
How does this resonate to you? With you, a sense of freedom.
Yes.
Because if we've ever felt that we've been a slave to someone on any level, past lifetimes, present lifetimes, if there have been demands placed upon us that seem overwhelming, it would seem to me that one would benefit from a sense of freedom.
Yes, yes, a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what will happen is, here, if you were a slave and then all of a sudden you're in the situation that's giving you those same senses, the feelings, right?
Yes.
Then what it does is it locks you into it, rather than being able to move out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do right now, is move you out of it.
Yes.
So that then you have the freedom and the hope of the future, that it's not always going to be
mm-hmm.
this way.
Yes.
Because right now you're feeling like it's always going to, how long is this going to last?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what we want to have. So let's go. Can you think anything else that you want God to put in it?
Does a sense of joy resonate with you?
Yes, a sense of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now you're feeling like this is a lifetime.
Seems like it.
Well, it seems
some days.
Like a lifetime, doesn't it?
Yes.
So let's replace it with hope for the future, Kirk, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to have you put in God shows me what hope for the future.
Yes, hope for the future.
Okay, got that. Because sometimes that's what gets you down, is after a while it just seems like it's overwhelming, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, my daughter's working with you, Charlene, but I think it's just going to take a while longer. It's already been 7 years, and she just started working with you, and it's just...
And who's your daughter?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's your daughter.
Yeah, right. And I think it's just going to...
Well, you know what? She's coming a long way.
I think it's a long way to be starting to, after 7 years, to turn around and start working on the situation.
It's amazing what's happening
beautiful.
Already to her.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that's
I know it
yourself.
Is. It just mm-hmm. it just seems like a long time. And
yeah.
Well, seven years is a long time for her to be going through what she's been through.
Yes.
But, my goodness, in the last 2 months, amazing
yes.
what is occurring.
You know, I thought of something else for Jeannie that she might want to consider is to feel her sense of self-mastery. In other words, she is her own master.
Yes.
Right. That's what she's gaining,
mm-hmm.
is control,
yeah.
the sense of control. And that's where you're going to come in with, too, is you are the master of yourself.
Yes.
The same thing as I've been telling her. You are the master. You are the one that when we go in there and into the quantum field, you're actually, before we even go there, telling God what you want him to command those cells to do.
Yes.
So you're really the one in control and
yes.
the master of yourself. So she's come a long ways, hasn't she?
Yes. Yes, she has.
Yeah. I was pretty excited today when we talked.
You know, you really have gained from this, Jean.
Pardon?
I said you really have gained from this situation.
Oh, I know. I know I have.
You know, sometimes when you're working your way through something that is very sad, you don't always, and I'm not just talking about you, I'm talking about people in general. We don't always realize just how much we have gained from the situation because it was heavy and difficult to work through, but you really have gained from this.
Yes. Oh, I know that, and it's through my meditation I've learned a lot too. I've seen a lot and realized that this is what I'm supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
only maybe not, you know, without some of the feelings that I get, but I'm supposed to be helping her and taking care of, well, helping to raise my grandson because he is so gifted and so psychic.
Oh, there's so much joy in that. Your grandson is a lot of joy to you now, but as he gets older, the joy is even going to multiply because his gifts are going to be brought more to the surface.
Yes, yeah. Him and I are so close,
mm-hmm.
and that's really a good feeling.
Okay.
And, you know, there's another thing here. If you hadn't been working so close with your daughter, your relationship with your grandchild might not be as close because with the circumstances, I mean, you're with him every day.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm not able to work a job because I have to go over there every day and spend every day with him. So it's brought us so close.
Oh, yeah.
So is there something else, Jean, that you want God to put in there, because this is big for you.
I think we've covered about everything.
Pardon?
She says she feels she's covered everything.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go in and have this done.
Thank you.
Well, Jeannie, I'm really impressed at the clearing that you have done. You know, some people are not able to bring up past lifetimes as you have in your meditation and clear them. you've had a very clear image of what you are clearing. And, you know, that is a gift that many people do not have.
Yes, so, I feel very fortunate that that I've seen these things and also the orbs. When I do my meditation,
yes.
I see the orbs flying around and I think
that's... Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is just exciting. I mean, it's just everything exciting. On BBS, I hear all these new things, and it's just an exciting new world.
When you see the orbs, are they communicating with you?
I think they are, because I ask them in my meditation to come out, and they'll fly around the room. And,
well, yes, I believe that they fly around the room, but what I'm asking is, do you communicate with them? When I mean communicate, I mean the thought transference.
Well, I guess I get thoughts in my head. I guess I never thought that it was maybe from them.
Well,
I just figured it was my higher self, but maybe some of the thoughts are from them.
You know, you might. I'm kind of curious about this myself. Do a little test. Ask them some questions.
I will. I will do that tonight.
Okay.
And I think they're there for more than just a demonstration of showing you how they can fly.
I think so.
You know, Jane, I can't, one of the things that I was brought to my to bring up was the fact that you had a relationship together before.
My daughter and I?
Yes.
Yes, I figured that we've had time before.
And it's almost like this is an unfinished business for you two.
Jeannie, haven't we discussed that in the past?
Pardon?
Well, we discussed that she was hurting in another lifetime, and I came in this lifetime to help her
mm-hmm.
with her pain. So I guess that would be similar.
Yeah,
but see, the thing is, once we release this, and then like we've been doing with her when she calls, is releasing hers, then it'll be a turnaround, okay?
Good, good.
Because he told me to tell you this was unfinished business.
Okay,
okay. And so right now we're starting to finish it up.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay, let me go. He said to just let you know that, and then I'll go on.
Okay, thank you.
So, do a little test. Do a little experimenting with these orbs. I think you're calling them in. They are, they're responding to you. The mere fact that they are there after you call them in, they're responding to you. But I suspect that you can actually communicate with them.
Okay, I will do that. Also, there's been one that comes into my daughter's house that looks like almost like a little angel or something. It's has some red on it and blue on it, and it's like a little interdimensional person or being.
Well, some of the questions that might come into my mind is the purpose of their visit. In other words, are they bringing energy to the planet, or are they sustaining humanity in some fashion? Are they the forerunner of either some sort of energy or an event? What you might consider doing is make a little list of some things that you might be curious about with regards to the orbs, and then see if you can communicate that and get an answer. I suspect that you would be able to.
I would think so. I will do that tonight.
Mm-hmm. In other words, are they from other planets? Are they from the celestial realm? Or are they angelic in some fashion? And if they are, what are their duties here? And, you know, what is their energy? How are they assisting humanity? I do suspect that they are here to assist humanity in some fashion.
I would think so, because they just started coming in through one of my meditations, and then they've been here since. So,
Well, apparently you have set up some sort of synergetic relationship, or else it was one of those commitments that you made to work with them.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Does your grandson see them?
Yes, he does. He sees the angels, too.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him where the angels were at the other day because I had the camera, and my daughter took a picture there, and the angel wasn't on there right away, but the next day there was a beautiful angel on the picture. I mean, it's not real clear, but...
But it's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, she's going to be sending me a picture of him.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, I know. Isn't that
yes.
cool?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for it all. Now, one of the things that apparently it was almost like it looked to me like you were joined together in the same cause. But it was almost like you both became enslaved.
Okay.
And so now that you're both working this out, because both of you and your grandchild are very, very psychic.
Yes.
So there's a lot of energy going on there, that this is all being released. And with it being released from you, and we've been releasing it from Carrie, it'll be amazing what ends up the process that and progression that both of you are going to make.
Yes, that sounds good. There's other things I'd like to do. I mean, I love being with my daughter and grandson, but I have other aspirations
well,
that I'd like to work with.
Well, you want it under circumstances. Now that God's put in that you feel the great deal of sense of hope for the future and a great deal of joy in the future. Now what
yes.
we're going to do is put in my future is full of joy.
Yes.
Rather than is going to be, that's always in the future. So what we're going to do is turn around and put it in the subconscious mind. My life is full of joy and happiness.
Yes.
I have made tremendous amount of progress.
Yes.
In other words, you always state as if you already own the goal, because that's the only thing the subconscious understands.
Yes.
So you'll start learning how to re-verbalize the words that you use and how you think it.
Yes.
Always state it as if you already own it.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's do that and do it in the subconscious mind, so that the positive coming for it. You know, right now, are you seeing a lot of light?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I thought. It's like you describe what I'm looking at.
The light that I see?
Yes.
I see the orbs.
Okay.
The light orbs.
Okay.
And when I do my meditation, I see different streams of light in the room.
Okay. What are you seeing right now?
Well, right now I'm sitting in the room with the light on. I usually dim the light when I do my meditation, and then that's when I see
okay.
orbs and.
Well, I see light. It's almost like. Wish I could. Explain what I'm looking at. It's almost like if you saw a beacon, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh,
it's
uh-huh.
like if when you see a beacon's light, that's what I see projecting from you.
Mm.
It's moving out and around you. Can you feel it yet?
Yes.
Okay. So that's showing that the energy is shifting.
So what are you calling in the orbs through your energy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I see all this light coming forth from her. I wish I could explain in detail what it looks like. The only thing I can say is a beacon light just kind of projects out from one source and then it, you know, moves on out, and that's what she looks like. There's a lot of light coming now.
Well, I always ask the angels and all my guides and angels of the light to be with my daughter and to help her heal.
She is. Yep, she's doing that. We get that pituitary functioning correctly. It'll be good.
Yeah, her pituitary gland is still smashed, I guess. So.
Well, she's going to have another test. Let's find out.
Yes. Well, I think it's gonna grow back now that she's working with you. I think it's gonna heal quickly.
Yeah, because there's been some other things they confirmed have already changed. So that's pretty wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
And she has.
You know, since you started calling in and doing this kind of work, there has been such progression, Janie.
There's been what?
Such progression. I mean, I have really seen this.
Yes, it's progressed
in a relatively
quickly.
Short period of time.
It really, that's what I'm saying. It's not that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
Okay, what's happening right now is we've had the sessions. What we've done is gone in and reconnected all of her cells, the stem cells, to the fetal memory and to the subtopic level of the adamantine particles, which is the God intelligence, and they're commanded by God's love. And so they're going back to reprogram all of those cells to the original state, which is God intelligence. And so there's a lot going on with her right now.
Yes, yes.
And she seems to be, to me, much more cheerful in her voice.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, she does. She gets really, well, she gets happy and she gets up and down. Down as that's why I'd rather her work with you than with the doctor, because the doctor, every time doctor, she, her blood pressure goes sky high.
Ah. Okay.
Well, do the doctors have optimism about them?
Well, somewhat, but the pain doctor she worked with just she frustrates me. But you know, those pain pills, they just drug and mask the problem, and I think they just are very hard on your body, and I just don't see. For 7 years on that heavy medication is not the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is hard on the blood pressure.
And that's why, since I've been listening to BBS, I've been having her call and work with healers instead of with as much with doctors. I'd like her to be eventually not have to go into the doctor and take the heavy pain pills.
Well, we'll just, you know, have to work with whatever.
See, I think healers have a tendency to be more optimistic.
Oh, definitely.
And they are working more from the viewpoint and perspective of love.
Well, and of you actually getting better instead of being on those for the pain medicine for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a pretty severe accident. And there is a God purpose for her still being here. Otherwise, she wouldn't after that, her situation. There was an intent, a purpose for her to be here. And she'll fulfill that purpose.
I always knew that she was here for a reason. I've always had visions about things that are to come for her. So I knew she's going to get better. I just didn't know when.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a long road for both of you.
Oh, yeah, 7 years is a long time.
Yes. It seems, now, sometimes it says, well, Carrie and I have been working, let's say, in the God field on this for, a couple of months?
Yes.
And it's amazing to me how much the cells are rejuvenating. Because what happens is, I was telling her, we have things that happen in our life, past lives, also in this life, where the cells have a memory, but that perfect memory gets interfered with, and so therefore it becomes dysfunctional. As the cells are reestablished, back to its original intent of what it's to serve, then it starts rebuilding. And I can't ever tell anybody how long it's going to be. Everybody says, well, tell me how long. Well, I don't know. You know, well, ask God. Well, it depends on yourself.
Yes, yeah.
It depends on yourself and how much. Now, we can go back in and ask God to have more stem cells come in.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to do with the next session, get more stem cells in there working.
Well, Jeannie, I'm real curious about what might come out of a conversation with the orbs. You're going to have to call us next week and let us know.
I'll do that. I'm going to head to my meditation here shortly, and I'll call next week and tell you if they said anything.
And one quick question I'm really curious about. When you clear this lifetime as a slave, do you recall what country you were in?
No, I didn't. I didn't see a country. I just, it was, you know, just kind of like the sex slave and just doing things that slaves had to do.
I thought maybe you could tell from the clothing or the buildings or...
Were you in India? India? India.
What's that, India?
Does that look right?
It might have been India.
Look at the clothes again. That's what it looked like when I was doing it.
Yeah, that's...
Does that look right?
Yeah, that looks like it could be. I don't know all my countries very well, but I should ask for a name. I just kind of...
Well, it kind of looks like the clothes, doesn't it?
I didn't feel any of the pain or anything, though. I just kind of... It was kind of like just watching it happen and
okay.
The different things.
So what he did was he pulled out all past lives where you felt those kind of feelings of being enslaved. Emotionally, physically, sexually, psychologically, okay? Any time.
Okay.
Any past life and any dimension of time or space or language. He pulled all of those.
Okay, I'll see how my relationship with my daughter is tomorrow, too. She should be not so demanding.
Your daughter? You mean Carrie?
Well, yes.
call us next week. I'm curious about this, Jean.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that was an... so many of those points of view were very interesting to me. The word slaves and slavery in general is fascinating because we could feel like a slave to another person on so many different levels.
Well, most people... A lot of people do, especially if they're in an abusive relationship, because they do become, you can become enslaved to somebody that is a controller.
Yes.
They call them control freaks.
Yes. And?
Because what they want to do is they want things their way, and they will even lose their temper, and they will become distraught or holler or name call or whatever. In order to control the other person so that they will do what they want. And that,
we
that
have another caller
enslaved.
Here. And we've got another caller, and we only have a little bit of time, so let's take this if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
And your name, please.
Dominic from London.
Ah, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great, wonderful. Okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm just trying to think. That's probably it. Let's get my brain back together again. I suppose one thing I'm experiencing still is, information from high frequency energies, etc., coming through to me in a very fragmented way. And I wonder, it's kind of everything has to come around a gigantic big mountain or boulder before it gets to me. I'm wondering if there's a way to kind of remove that block.
Well, let's go over this a little bit. What you're saying, I just want to clarify this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're receiving high frequency energy and messages. Is that what you said?
Yeah, my ideas, etc., information, and it comes in a kind of mangled way.
So it's not. you want to clarify the information. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I get some sense out of it, but a loose sense.
Okay, what you want to do is you want to ask God to make sure that you get clarity.
Yeah.
That you understand what's being spoken at all times. If it's to serve you or to serve others, that you need to be able to understand it more clearly.
Yeah.
So ask God to clear it. Make sure that it comes in clear.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's another aspect of that. He seems to feel that there is a block that is preventing
right.
it from coming in clearly. And if there is a block, he is asking to have that block removed.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, that's why I went over it.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Did I get that right?
I believe so. Yes, that sounds very, very, very like my scenario.
Okay, can you work with that, Charlene? Ah, she's already working on it.
Oh God. This is the kind of image I've had for a long time.
You have an image?
It's like, I don't know, it's like playing games, trying to get ideas through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking such a long time to get simple ideas.
Didn't Charlene work with your wiring in your brain?
Oh, yes. Both halves of my brain feel very much closer together and more communicative these days.
Okay, so there might be, I'm just wondering if there's more work to be done there. So,
actually, what he's showing me is that you have you don't now because he cleared it. There was a block in your energy field.
Yeah.
So that it wasn't coming in with clear vibrational frequency of sound. So he cleared that field for you.
Okay. I can feel it. Oh gosh.
That's beautiful.
It was in your energy field there. It was not coming in clearly for you.
Mm. It's like having a cataract almost.
Ah.
You know, it could never come in straight. It could only come in through the side. And we try to get it straight through the block. It all kind of gets squashed and mangled.
Call us next week and let us know how it goes,
because
we're up here to the hour and really have to tune out soon. So give us a buzz next week.
Okay.
Let us know how that worked.
Lovely to talk to you. Okay, cheerio.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So, Charlene, it has been an interesting time tonight. And something that I want to say to tell people who are interested in ordering an Akashic reading from my website, it's www.carolynevers.com. And when you order a reading, this is from your Akashic records held in the center of the cosmos by the cherubim. And what I'm sending out now is a CD that you play in your computer with my voice doing the reading. And I believe you can really pick up the energy from the cherubim. And I also send out a written report in the email. And so if you're interested in a reading, you can go to carolynevers.com and order one. And for you, Charlene, how about giving us your phone number one more time before it's time for us to close out for tonight?
Okay, I'm Mountain Standard Time. It's 801-944-9346.
So we have 1 minute, and I wish blessings and understand that the angels are holding blessings for humanity for this time of year. Meditate on it and accept it. Good night to all of you. Good night, Charlene.
Okay. Good night. We send our love.
Indeed.
Bye.
Bye.